Julie Sander placed her foot in the high-heeled black boots and watched herself carefully in the mirror at her room. A dark brown-haired girl of middle height stared back at her with eyes surrounded by a layer of black mascara. "Something is missing," she thought, and glanced quickly upon herself. Black dress, boots, makeup, everything seemed right enough, but still something was missing. "I know it," she suddenly exclaimed, while she was halfway out of the front door. She turned around and rushed back inside. A few minutes later, she came running out of the door with a set of new earrings in her ears, fumbled with her keys when trying to lock the door. A few minutes later, she was on the way to a party that was being held at the local club, which was rented for several hours, by her best friend. Julie walked at the cobbled streets of Odense, and soon the club arrived in sight. A guard in a black suit stood watch and stopped her at the front, asking for license that could confirm that she was at least 18 years old. She showed him her driver's license and walked past him to get into the club, where she was met by a lot of partying people. At first sight, everything was a chaos of body parts moving in and out between each other in a strange dance to the sound of high-volume music, but at a closer look, she realized that there were special zones of the room dedicated to either dance, drink serving, DJs, or the VIP zone. Guys were standing at the drink serving, trying to get the employees' attention with waving hands. On the dance floor, there was a weird muddle of limbs that was dancing amongst each other, and the whole situation just smelled of alcohol. After a couple of minutes, a girl who was apparently drunk came walking towards Julie, stretching her arms in a gesture that indicated a big hug. "God, I'm glad to see you here, Julie," the girl yelled to make herself heard above the music. Julie surrendered herself to the party, the drinks, the music, and five hours later, she stepped dazed out in the cold night in front of the club. Her friends had gone home an hour before, but since some boys kept buying her drinks and asked her to dance, she could not find an excuse to leave early. The streets seemed cold and empty, and Julie walked unsteady down a street, half unconscious and with her body filled with drinks.